Okay, the name of the art center was called the Nubian Kafense Cultural Art Center.
Okay.
That's what it was called.
So, and community was spelled with a K.
With a K, yes.
As part of the logo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tell me what that was all about and some of the cultural...
Well, what they wanted to do, and like I said, my husband was instrumental, him and some other guys was instrumental in getting this center together. And they wanted to make the community aware of art and culture. And I think that was the main reason in the organization being formed. So, like I said, they wanted to really stress the Black art awareness, you know, in West Las Vegas Center. And like I said, this article talks about the whole thing. What they wanted to do, they wanted the center to be open 24 hours to match the 24-hour
town.
That's what they wanted. And then it went on to explain that Nubian was an ancient term for Africans from Northeast and Northwest Africa. And it was to be, Kafense meant awakening of the mind. And that was from Botswana, and it was a form of Swahili spoken in South Africa. And then it goes on to talk about the other activities and the things they wanted to do, because they wanted to have a bookshop. And of course, the elder of the center, his name was Benny Cassell.
Okay.
And he was the community elder and spiritual advisor, you know, for the group. So the people that, some of the leaders in the group, was Ursel Mike Banks, and he was considered the paramount chief. And then there was Wazid Azid, and he was the protocol chief. And David Washington was the image chief. Then there was Orlando Hogan, who was the chief scribe. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as this terminology, mm-hmm. I'm just ad-libbing as to some of the things that was in the article.
Okay, good. Now, okay, which